With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. There's a heightened threat of flash flooding, mudslides, and debris flows. Parts of the West Coast hammered by a bomb cyclone. A powerful weather system has left hundreds of thousands without power in Northern California and Washington State. Issaquah, Washington homeowner Pam Rockcastle says the winds were howling as a big tree came straight at her house, making for a very close call.
Just watching the trees kind of going back and forth, and sat down, and all of a sudden, crunch, I'm in my front window, and it's just kind of coming down like this, and I'm like, it was like slow motion. It was like, oh, and it touched my, you know, it hit my window, but it didn't crack my window or anything like that.
She spoke with ComoNews.com. The severe weather blamed for two deaths. Also at SRNNews.com, no comment from the Kremlin on Ukraine's claim that Russia has, for the first time, deployed a long-range intercontinental ballistic missile in the Ukraine war. This after President Biden gave Ukraine permission to launch U.S.-made long-range missiles deep into Russia. It is a landmark antitrust case.
The Justice Department wants a federal judge to force Google to sell Chrome, the company's industry-leading search engine, and prevent Android from favoring its own search engine. The recommended penalties are among those floated in a 23-page document filed late Wednesday as a way to prevent the company from squashing its competition after an August court ruling that found it was acting as an abusive monopoly. Regulators also want to stop Google from locking in a deal to make its search engine the default option on Apple's iPhone, stop it from favoring its own services like YouTube, force Google to license their search index data to its rivals, and require more transparency into how it sets prices for advertisers. Jennifer King, Washington.
Fewer Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week, and on Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 175. This is SRN News. Violating religious freedom is not cheap.
The state of Colorado will pay $1.5 million in attorney's fees after losing its effort to force a Christian web designer to make websites for gay weddings. The Supreme Court ruled against the state in 2023, and now the bill has come due. Colorado is putting together quite a losing record in going after Christians who don't wish to promote the LGBT agenda. The state famously lost at the Supreme Court in its effort to make a Denver businessman make a cake for a gay wedding. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is signaling support for a Republican effort to keep men out of women's restrooms and locker rooms at the Capitol. The effort has been triggered by the fact that a man who is living as a woman has won a seat in Congress. Democrat Sarah McBride will represent Delaware and will be sworn in next year. Speaker Johnson says, "We're not going to have men in women's bathrooms." This is SRN News. Pennsylvania's high court orders counties not to count disputed ballots in a U.S. Senate race.
Pennsylvania State Supreme Court this week weighed in on a flashpoint of an ongoing vote counting in the U.S. Senate election between Democratic Senator Bob Casey and Republican David McCormick, ordering counties not to count mail-in ballots that lack correct handwritten dates on the return envelope. The order is a win for McCormick and a loss for Casey as the campaigns prepare for a statewide recount and press counties for favorable ballot counting decisions while election workers are sorting through thousands of provisional ballots. Statewide, the number of mail-in ballots with wrong or missing dates on the return envelope could be in the thousands. Bernie Bennett reporting.
An Alabama inmate convicted of the 1994 murder of a female hitchhiker is slated to become the third person executed by nitrogen gas. Carrie Grayson, scheduled to be executed this evening. Alabama this year began using nitrogen gas to carry out some death sentences. SRNNews.com.